Well, Mark, you've listened to the AFL round. I hope you didn't mind that. But what I really want to get into this big game, the big rivalry tonight, Manly versus Parramatta Eels. Mark Bryant, welcome to the Long Lunch.
Oh, thanks very much, guys. Thanks for having me.
Mark, it's a big one. We'll start with Manly. Look, enough has been said about last week. We all know what happened. You can take sides, you cannot take sides, you can do whatever you like, but when the side runs out tonight, when they run out onto the oval, what are the fans going to be looking for to go, okay, our side are back together, they're ready to push for finals, or we're in a bit of trouble?
I think the fans will be 100% riding behind them. I think one thing that came out of last week, and certainly myself being down to the game, was the crowd was absolutely fantastic. You know, there was so much good. Such a great response from all of the community and all the fans, not just the gay and lesbian community. So I think that's great. It's great to have those guys now back in the team, and certainly those guys that stepped up. I thought they put in a fantastic performance against a pretty much full strength Roosters team. So a few of those guys drop out, but I know that the boys will be back in there and ready to go tonight. So I think the fans will be riding behind them, because obviously we are still in there. Parramatta are sitting in sixth on the ladder, and I think we're sitting in 10th now, aren't we?
Yep.
So it's, we're still fighting. A win last week would have been great, but, obviously, the old rivalry between Parramatta and Manly always comes into play, even though a lot of these guys, playing now wouldn't have a clue where or how it started. But, certainly through Dez and through a lot of the other former players and other coaching staff there, they'll know that, where these rivals are started, and they'll have to be up for a big game.
Dez is a master coach. He's had to be a master coach the last week. Where do you think he's taken his side this week? Has he doubled down on game plan? Has he done some team bonding stuff? What do you think Dez's message has been this week?
Dez is, on his own admission, he's a massive stats man. He breaks the game down into in a real fine form. So he'll have everyone ready in terms of what Parramatta do, where their strengths are, what plays they run, and those sort of things. And that was one thing that when I played in my playing days, we really knew what teams were going to do. He does that much video work and research just to watch them. So you go into the game eyes wide open in terms of what they're going to throw at you. But in Parramatta's defence, they've been fantastic this year. They're sitting in the top half of the ladder, which is good. So it's going to be a really, really tough game. But I think what happened last week, there's certainly going to be a point to prove from our boys. So we're expecting we're definitely expecting a big performance, and definitely expecting a win tonight.
Yeah, especially at Four Pines on your home deck, you want to make sure. And you were right. I thought the Manly, the older brigade that were there, DCE, Gerbo, and the boys, they stumped up last week. And the young guys that came in, they give it their all. They might not have been good enough, but they tried hard. As you've mentioned, Parramatta, they do sit in sixth at the moment. And for all the shade that's been thrown at Parramatta throughout the year, they are sixth. They've beaten the side sitting well and truly on top of the ladder twice. And I thought they were playing good enough last week to make it a contest, whether it was against 13 or 12. Jake Arthur, Mitchell Moses doesn't make the trip down. He won't be there. Jake Arthur steps into the half role. There's been a fair bit mentioned of that over the last month too. How do you think he's going to go? And is there more pressure on Jake or Brad, or a combination of both?
Oh, do you know what? I think every player, as they, they get their opportunity, and it's up to them to sort of, to take that. I think for young Jake, I think it's a great opportunity for him just to really stick it down the throat of those people who are, the cowards online that are having a crack at him. I think it's, so unfair to do that, particularly to a young man. I mean, social media was only just coming in. That's how old I am at the end of my time at Manly. So, but it is. It's a cowardly way of doing things. I really hope he has a fantastic game, but I hope he doesn't play good enough for the beaters. But from all reports, I've never met Brad Arthur either, but Matty Ballon spoke so highly of him in his time at Manly, so I think he's done some great stuff there. They're playing good footy. Like, as you said, the Panthers have easily been the best team in the competition for the last 2 years. So to have knocked them off twice, they're doing something right. So I really hope that Jake has a great game just to really get back at those critics. I'm not upset that Mitchell Moses isn't coming down to Four Pines Park either, just quietly.
Yeah, that's always a bonus there if you're the Manly side. Do you read much into the Parramatta, the 6-4 scoreline in the second half against 12? Do you read much into that, or was it just, look, they probably did enough? And Penrith, to their credit, they scrapped it out in that second half.
Yeah, they did. I don't read too much into that. I mean, yeah, they were a man down. Penrith are head and shoulders above, the rest of the competition. That's obviously my opinion and shows where they're at. But, yeah, I don't read too much into that. They did enough to win the game, which is fine. But I think that it'll be a completely different... They'll know that it's hard coming down to Four Pines Park to play. So I think they'll be completely up for this game. And obviously they know where we sit on the ladder, and they want to sort of keep pushing for that top score and four spot and cementing that top four spot. So I think there'll be some... It'll be a fantastic game. And as I said, I hope we come home with a victory.
You played at Four Pines Park. The redevelopment's there. Do you love it? It's a real fortress there for Manly.
It is. No, it's great. The new stand, the Bob Fulton stand, and the centre of excellence there is just—it's really fantastic. So, adds another dimension to old Brookvale Park. But it's great for our fans. There's more undercover. There's better facilities. There's more service points and things like that as well. But also, it's a state-of-the-art facility for the current team to play in. So, as you know, Des loves all these toys as well. So, there's that much technology in there that no stone gets left unturned. That's for sure.
Mark, really appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Hopefully, for your sake, it's a Manly win down there at Four Pines this afternoon. Either way, it's going to be a big game. Manly take on the Eels at Four Pines. Mark Bryant, thanks for joining us on The Long Lunch.
Thanks for having me.
If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to tune in from midday, Monday to Thursday, till 3 p.m. on 1170 SEN.